It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. Thank you guys for listening to the show all around the world, all around the world. And you know that. And also, if you ever want to give us a call, 1-800-420-1980 is the number. Please feel free to follow us on all social media at Cannabis Talk 101, at Pot underscore Brothers underscore Law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. And Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright. Well, I am at Joe Grande 52. Thank you guys so much again. We love all the calls that we get and everything else. But I want to just share some stories, as nobody is here with me today. So I'm going to just give you guys a ton of information that is going around the cannabis industry. This is borderline when cannabis goes bad for Drake, this first story, kind of. But it's also go green, and it's cannabis news. And it's making waves because it's Drake. So why Drake just shut down his cannabis company's partnership? And if you don't like Drake, I don't know what your problem is. I think Drake's pretty dope. I don't know. I look at Drake, Canada, he's just doing it. Him and Justin Bieber are the two Canadians, unless you're a hockey fan, that are just really representing for them out there. But according to Hot New Hip Hop, an official split between the rapper Drake's More Life Growth Company and another cannabis enterprise, Canopy Growth, which Canopy Growth, of course, is huge. It became official on June 2nd, nearly 2 years after they first announced their official partnership in late 2019. Now, according to Hot New Hip Hop, the reason behind this whole breakup of the partnership seemingly has to do with, anyone want to guess? Anyone want to guess? Yes, you're right. Money. The paper, folks. It always pushes the envelope. Per the site, Drake's More Life Growth Company's financial reports stated the termination of the sub-licensing contract due to impairments of Canopy's investment into More Life, which Canopy had originally negotiated a 40% stake, adding that impairments, on investments occur when the value of the product does not remain the same, or decreases when a deal was originally brokered. Now, considering that Canopy took at least $33.7 million in Canadian currency with them after serving ties with More Life Growth, there's a chance that Drake's cannabis company could be headed south. It's just funny because personally, I don't look at Drake as Mr. Weed Smoker. Like, what about you, Pitt? Is it something that when you see Drake, like, I don't see him as your quote-unquote Snoops or your, you know, I mean, granted, Snoops and the B-Reals and all this, they're hardcore advocates. But I don't even see him advocating cannabis like that so hard.
He just don't look like the type of person just smoking public like that a lot.
I mean, he's not smoking on videos. I'm not Mr. Drake video watcher for 100, but I don't know how many you've seen. But I look at him like, I see him pretty much straight-laced with a lot of chicks, doing it real big, athletic style. You know, he has the Golden State Warriors at the house practicing and everything else. Do I see him being like, hey, we're coming over and smoking? Whether he's kind of closet with it or not, I just don't see him being out there. Do you?
No.
Do you even feel like he's Mr. Cannabis guy, right? Even though he's from Canada, where, of course, it was full-on nationally legal than here. But either way, you know, it's another star that's having problems with his company and now trying to go to another company. We're going to see what happens there. I got a good another story here. Ex-NFL stars Calvin Johnson and Rob Sims, they both played together. They want their cannabis business to turn a stigma into a solution. Now, Calvin Johnson, I just watched him fight the other day when he had that big fight on pay-per-view, which was pretty interesting. He did pretty well, actually. He got knocked down once, but he still did his thing. Calvin Johnson's always just a great athlete. The first thing Calvin Johnson and Rob Sims want everyone to know is, though, how serious they are about this. Now, the two former Detroit Lion teammates didn't get into the cannabis business just to kill time following their playing careers or just to cash in for the fame. They're not doing it for that. Together, they started the group called Primitive, P-R-I-M-I-T-I-V Group. Now, as it states in the company's website, to advance the cause of medicinal cannabis by researching the natural health benefits of the plant. To me, that's everything. I literally had a personal long conversation with one of the other owners of Cali FX, Dennis, and that's the same kind of concept he was doing when he and Christine, which is from the Women of Cannabis Talk 101, created this brand. It reminds me of that. Like, when you want to advance the cause of medical cannabis by researching, that's what the key is, and researching the health benefits of the plants. Now, they do say, we can reach everybody, Johnson said, who trying to find solutions for pain and a better quality of life. Johnson, of course, carries enough star power to help get that message out. The Lions' all-time leading receiver, the man known as Megatron, was elected to the NFL Hall of Fame on February 6th. It will be enshrined in Canton, Ohio on August 8th, where he deserves the jacket and everything else that he gets and all the accolades because the dude was a baller. Johnson and Sims will launch their Primitive cannabis product line following a roundtable discussion at Jars River Rogue. The event will be live streamed on Jars Facebook and Instagram pages. And they're going to actually be looking to open up dispensaries as well. So Primitive dispensaries will open in Niles, Michigan, about 150 miles southwest of the company's home base in Weberville. I just love the fact that they're doing something like this. Primitive also has a partnership with Nestre, which is N-E-S-T-R-E, a neurostrength company, and with the research team at Harvard's International and the Medical Cannabis Institute short term. The letter allows Johnson and Sims to run quality assurance checks on their product. Long term, though, the goal is to study how cannabis can combat the effects of CTE, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Jeez, it would be nice if I could read, right? I don't even know the word. CTE. Encephalopathy. Thank you very much. And the other medical issues. Bottom line, you guys, this company, Primitive Group, is spending their money because they have big pockets, of course, with Calvin Johnson and Rob Sims playing for the Detroit Lions. So, God willing, they got some really big pockets to spend on this research. And that's what it's going to take. You've been hearing us talking about this for days. And once you're out there knowing that you can take something for pain, wouldn't you do it rather than grabbing some Advils? I just recently came across this yesterday. I didn't realize that Cali FX had this pain CBD. No THC in it. Matter of fact, do I have it in my... I have it right in my pocket as I speak right now. Here. There it is. Bam. I have the plug and everything. You see that, Pit? Uh-huh. Here's my Cali FX charger, which I charged it, and I got this little oil. And it's funny. I hit it, and, you know, for those who don't know, I have serious hip issues. I've had two hip surgeries where I've had to go inside, go in there and shave my femur bone down and all this other stuff, and then it created arthritis for me. And so I constantly sit in pain. So no matter what, if I'm sitting, if I'm standing, my hips go in pain because now I got arthritis. So I live at about between a 4 and a 6 pain, right? I'm never just kind of like, okay, cool. Like literally right now I can feel some pain in my left hip pinching me, like poking where I have to adjust. So it looks like either A, my nuts are in my way and I'm always adjusting, which is not the case, although I do have a nice sack. But the real factor is I have hip problems. So I'm constantly moving to prevent and loosen up this pain that I'm in. But when I hit this now, and this is not an endorsement, but when I hit this pin from Cali FX, which is only CBD called Relief, it actually took some of the pain away. All that being said, as I just said, I had the pain. I'm about to hit it, not now, but right now, as I've been charging my pin, so it's good to go. These Cali FX pins are real nice and simple. What I found out is you hit the pin and you hold it in a little longer. I was supposed to hold it in my mouth longer before I sucked it in.
I actually have the Cali FX Relief pin too.
Do you?
Yep, the Relief.
You have it on your hand right now.
Yeah,
it's
right
a different
here.
One.
No, I just have That's a different my battery died.
So I'm literally hitting this pin right now And I'm going to go through these reactions right now, because yesterday when I hit it and I was driving all day, I felt this sense of somewhat of relief. And because I was told it happened so fast, I want to share with you guys right now as I just hit this. And I kid you not, I feel a little tingly going down my body right now to help relieve some of this pain. Is the pain still there in my hip? Yes. Don't get it twisted. It didn't relieve the pain. But I instantly feel something that's more tingly and helping these receptors. And it's only CBD. There's no THC in it. So bottom line is, companies like this CaliFX, companies like the company that Calvin Johnson, Megatron is doing, which is Primitive Group, doing the research, that's what's key. It's Cannabis Talk 101. I'll be right back with some more stories for you. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. I am just sharing a bunch of information with you guys today as they are all busy. Blue is trying to take care of his eye. Mark has a rib problem. Craig has an age problem. Other than that, I don't know what other problems they have, but I am here for you guys always. 800-420-1980 is the number to ever give us a call. And I just want to share a bunch of cannabis news. And like I said, it's go greenish. It's making waves. It's cannabis news. Colorado and New York join other states banning hemp-based Delta-8 THC. Now, New York and Colorado join several states that have already banned Delta-8 THC made from hemp. And this right here is so weird to me, because it's made from hemp, which doesn't have the THC in it as much as a heavy dosage in it, but it's made from the hemp side. Well, reported by Mary Jane. This is reported by Mary Jane. So Delta-8 THC is a chemical component of the cannabis plants. Although Delta-8 THC occurs naturally in very small concentrates, it can produce a mild psychoactive effect in some people. Even though they say it really doesn't have a lot of THC in it to give you that effect, it's saying it can produce a small amount of it. The new industrial methodologies allow for Delta-8 THC to be converted from CBD. Now, this is where it gets tricky, because most places it's okay. Some places they're banning it. New York and Colorado are trying to jump on this ban right here. Some people are asking, what's the problem with Delta-8 THC in states such as Colorado and New York that already have legalized recreational cannabis? It's a damn great question. Well, according to a notice released last week by a Colorado Marijuana Enforcement Division called MED, chemically modifying or converting any naturally occurring cannabinoids from the industrial hemp is non-compliant with the statutory definition of industrial hemp products. Let me repeat that again, folks, because this is the part that it makes like, aha, this is why they're jumping on that. Chemically modifying or converting any naturally occurring cannabinoids from industrial hemp is non-compliant with the statutory definition of industrial hemp products. So what they're doing is they're modifying this from the plants, which is from the hemp side. So that's why they're throwing this whole hissy up there. This includes any process that converts an industrial hemp cannabinoid, such as CBD isolates, into Delta-8, Delta-9, Delta-10 THC, or other cannabinoids are functional analogs. So that's the reason why they're saying, because they're creating all these Delta-8s, 9, 10, and all this stuff with the THC in it. I just love the fact that they're learning so much more. They're figuring out what these plants can have. And this is from the hemp side. So, you know, they can do this from the, of course, they're already doing this on the regular side, but New York State permits the legal production of sale of hemp through its products are not allowed to be advertised for smoking. Some producers have created smokable hemp that apparently can get one high, reported by Mary Jane. Now, a CBD product based in Colorado told the Westworld in April that he had a feeling that Delta 8 was unregulated and these days were numbered with the Delta 8. And then another quote is, let's face it, you can get high from Delta 8, so it's only a matter of time before they start regulating it once the federal government figures that out. The crazy part about this, folks, the Delta 8 and the Delta 9 and all this, you could find these in smoke shops. So, you know, when you're thinking, oh, I don't need to go to a dispensary, a lot of smoke shops are selling this hemp-derived cannabis, which they're saying is hemp, so therefore it doesn't have the high CBD, but it has the Delta 8 in it, or it has the Delta 9. And the Delta 8 and Delta 9 are getting you high. So if you're getting something from a smoke shop that's getting you high and it's not a dispensary, that's where it's making a lot of people go, wait a minute, this isn't right. And once again, like they said, until the federal government figures that out, they're going to have to do something crazy about that. In 2020, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, which is also known as the DEA, argued that Delta 8, like Delta 9, is federally illegal and slipping it onto its list of controlled substances. Nevertheless, Delta 8 THC is not specifically listed in the U.S. Controlled Substance Act. So if it's not listed in that act, folks, there's the loophole. That's how they're able to have it in these smoke shops. That's how they're able to do it. But now the federal government is seeing it going, wait a minute, you can't do that because it's getting people high. But it's not there in the law. It makes it a tough scenario to figure out with. Additionally, after the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill, the Controlled Substance Act exempted this in the hemp, which led some producers to assume Delta 8 was legal until Congress passed a new law listing that it is an illegal drug. It just sounds crazy. Is it legal? Is it illegal? States that have already banned Delta 8 THC also include Oregon, Utah, and Washington, while Michigan and Alabama are considering doing the same. Cannabis advocates argue that these moves make little sense since Delta 8 THC is far less intoxicating than Delta 9, which is legal in some of these states. So Delta 9 is stronger in THC than Delta 8. Delta 9 is legal, but Delta 8 is not. On the other hand, Delta 9 is not artificially processed from the hemp CBD. So because Delta 9 is coming straight from the plant and you're not breaking it down and concentrating it, blowing it in a machine, that's why they're saying it's okay. But when you get the plant from the hemp and you break it down and you start hitting it with these machines and making these oils and making this stuff, then now you're creating something which then makes it illegal. It still makes me just go, huh? Why? I kind of get it. Is it going to be legal? Is it not going to be legal? It's all these things. But, you know, have you guys tried it out there? Do you guys like it? I'm so curious. 800-420-1980 is the number. Leave me a message and say whether you like it or not. I mean, are you just the guy that says, fuck it, I'm just buying a regular eighth. You know what I mean? I'm just going to the store, give me some OG Blueberry Kush. I'm good to go like Rodney O. It's Joe Grande with Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this. Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and relax. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Poppers at Law. They are not here right now. I am just giving you guys a bunch of stories, and I have another one for you. Participants in this new study report an increased overall wellness with CBD use. Now, this is just a little more than 2 months after Ballot Care released a preliminary results of a study on the cannabinoids, which the CBDs, effects on the liver. Now, the company has announced the release of a separate report on CBD usage amongst Americans that is simultaneously conducted along with consumer marketing research company Cannabis Business Experts. So, of course, it's called CBE that's doing this research. So I would imagine, of course, they're going to look at, you know, the results in a positive way, as they should. But here's the funny part about when I say that before I keep reading more of the story. If the other side, the taboo folks, the ones that want to make it seem like they can do the research too and say, nope, this is not what we did. 100 people, we did 500 people, and the study did not show that CBD helped or cannabis helped. So those stories and those facts can come out because, say, the pharmaceuticals want to shut it down, the this and that. I'm hearing more that the pharmaceuticals do not want to shut it down. they're getting into the game heavily. They're buying other companies that are buying drugs that are helping with epilepsy and seizures, and they're using cannabis, and they're buying companies that were using cannabis. Because let's just face it, folks, what's funny about our body is even all the medicine that we get from our for our bodies comes from plants. How crazy do you think about that? The medicines that we get, whether you have a kidney, liver, ulcers, this and that, your medicines that you're getting are getting broken down from plants, right? So like whether you're the plants from Jamaica to Peru to, you know, the boonies coming from plants, and they're breaking it down, just like the cannabis plant and the cannabinoid system. So, you know, I just had an ironic dialogue conversation yesterday about that, going, damn, isn't it weird that all these medications are usually plant-based? You know what I'm saying? Which is kind of, look at Pitt with that, look, like, it's interesting, right? So the pharmaceuticals, they're going to jump into this game heavily because it's plant-based. They're using everything else right there. So the primary results of Valid Care's liver study, commissioned and designed in response to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, of course, the FDA, requested for science-based data. And for me out there, folks, I love the science-based data. That's everything. Because once we have that, that's when you're going to be like, once again, I need to take this for that because scientific proof said this. It's FDA approved. We are good. Showed no evidence of liver toxicity among CBD users. Many of those same research participants have reported increased perceptions of overall wellness with CBD use in the separate study conducted with CBE, which again, CBE was the cannabis business experts. So they're studying that. More than 1,400 CBD users from across the U.S. participated in CBE and Valid Care's CBD motivations use of the benefit study, including the 839 users that took part in the liver research. CBE and Valid Care study, researchers looked at the various information about users, such as their age, sex, weight, and amongst the frequencies of their CBD usage. And, you know, that's always key, too, because it doesn't matter what we're doing. You definitely have to look at that, because I can't sit here and say, you know, if it works for Erica, who's a 23-year-old, you know, little Latina, about 122 pounds, wet, and going, okay, if it works like that for her, but how does it work for a Pitt who's 285 pounds, 4'9", and, you know, and then, whoa, look at him, he turned his mic on.
Put a couple extra pounds on there, buddy.
I see you eating them chips over there. I think you just added a few pounds. Are myself, the 6 foot, 245 pound stud that I am, what is that weight going to look like, and what do I need for that? So my point is, you need to have the age, sex, and weight, and have those broken down on all these. Perceptions of the cannabinoids' effects on various symptoms, the interactions with other drugs, such as prescriptions and over-the-counter medicines that they're taking as well, nutritional supplements, alcohol, and tobacco. So for myself, to give you my anecdotal evidence of what I see working for me, I take a lot of supplements every day. My wife has me on literally about 18 different pills I take in the morning, from the probiotic, the anti-this, then I take all kinds of different things. And I also take a diabetic pill, a gout pill. So I'm taking this one, that one. I literally have this, a huge handful, all bullshit aside, about 18 pills. And all four supplements of everything. That being said, I continue to take Skinny Weed. I'm continuing to do that one. And I've noticed this weight loss is my point to all this. And I've been working out, but I've been doing the CBD. And now I just put into my thing is this Relief from Cali FX, which is helping with the pain, which my hip, since I started talking earlier, is less throbbing. I'm having less throbbing in my left hip. So this is working well. But my point is, with the CBD that I would take, before I started using the CBD, I would live at, you know, 7 to 8 pain, where it's, I'm fidgeting a lot more. I'm constantly, the arthritis is kicking in. When I'm in hot weather, it's better. That's why I work out in a hot gym. But now when I'm doing this, I can find myself lasting longer without having to deal with the moving so much. And I'm not in so much pain. So, you know, for those who are out there wondering, oh, should I try it? Or I'm just smoking cannabis on the daily. That's great. But you should be implementing the CBD. Mark Wasserman is a prime example of a heavy THC user that went to using CBD, and it's worked tremendous for him, as well as, once again, this research is showing. And in a press release announced the report that the CBE stated that the study answers the question, how do perceptions of general wellness change with CBD usage? Well, those interested in learning those details will need to purchase the reports, which is always great right there. CBE co-founder Ashley Grace told Hemp Growers, if you want to know, but bottom line is I can share with you that the overall efficiency of CBD working in that regard is quite remarkable, is what they said. Who was also the founding chief marketing officer of Charlotte's Web and Hemp Fusion. So this person named Grace said, it's unbelievable. It's helping just about everyone at least maintain their status, if not improve. They are very few, if any, observation where things are getting worse for CBD users, which is quite remarkable from the research standpoint. Did you hear that, you guys? This is the best part about that. There are very few, if any, observations where things are getting worse for CBD users. If I said to you guys, you can try something and more than likely it's going to help you, wouldn't you want to try it? Find the CBD around you that you can try and you can do this, because those that are interested in doing this, you need to look into it more. I find it to be very effective for myself, and this study was a 26-page study. It's available in PDF form for only $30,000, but you know, I'm giving you the book Cliff Notes about this, and all these users in the study had previously used CBD, which Grace, the lady I told you about that had the quote, said the researchers were able to confirm because the users were consumers of the CBD companies. So, you know, I don't believe that people are just going to say the effects to lie about them. I really, truly believe, like myself, we're going to tell you, this is where I was at. This is how it helps. It's not like these people are saying, hey, I make money from selling from a certain CBD company. These are just users who are reporting the benefits, starting with livers, and they're trying to figure out things from the cancers. They've been working on it. There's nothing that's FDA approved, but you know, companies like MJ's Wellness, who's had great anecdotal evidence of it helping. And once again, MJ's Wellness has helped a young man of mine that I've mentored for years help put his cancer in remission. So, you know, I've seen it work firsthand for that. And I've seen people pass away still too, as one of my girls passed away that I loved to death. Rest in peace, good old Yvette Park. So it's Cannabis Talk 101. Thank you guys for being a part of the show with me. I love you. And if nobody else does, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.